Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Are you one of those people who's always hatching a grand new scheme to change the world, but you're hopeless at doing the paperwork required to make it happen? Or maybe you're a thinker, a details junkie, happiest on your own with your nose in a book, and not so good with big crowds of people. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses, and according to Keith Henry, if we can identify what they are, we'll discover our God-given personality type and be closer to fulfilling our purpose in life. Keith is co-author of a book called My Personality GPS, and tonight we're embarking with him on a 9-week series to find out how God has wired us up. Keith, with me now. Welcome to Open House, Keith.
Thank you, Aaron.
Now, there's a story behind how you came to study the whole area of personality types, a near-death experience after a surfing accident.
That's right, yes. I lived down the beaches, northern beaches, and back in 1988, I was out surfing, just body surfing. It was a rough day, and I was right out the back, so in the deepest water, and I thought I'd catch a wave in. Mm-hmm. And I hopped onto this wave, and it became bigger and bigger, and then dumped. And I ended up in the sand, you know, and broke my neck. Now, I was in deep water, so how did I end up in the sand? But it must have been so big, I can't recall. And what happened was I was in the water and I thought, you know, you've got to decide at those times, am I going to live or die? You've got to make a choice, and it's real, and it seems like an eternity, but you've got to make a decision. Decided I wanted to live. So I fought my way up to get some air. I'm partly paralyzed, and then got dumped again, but eventually got taken in to the beach, and people rescued me. After that, the ambulance came. They said they wouldn't take me to... I need a helicopter to take me to Raw North Shore Hospital. So they came, and they picked me up, and after about 2 hours on the beach, we went to North Shore Hospital, but it was Westpac helicopter. Mm. But they wouldn't let us land because there's a bureaucratic fight at the moment about helicopters. So back I come to Mona Vale Hospital, and we crash landed. So,
oh dear!
So almost drowned, right? Then we crash landed, and I found out afterwards, about 18 months later, I was giving a talk to a group of people, and one of the people in the helicopter was in the audience, and he said, "We happened to have that day the Australia's top test helicopter pilot who was actually piloting." Uh-huh. And he said, "If we didn't have him, we would have all been over," right? So then we eventually got into hospital, North Shore Hospital. I have to go in the ambulance then, right? So by the time I got into hospital and bed, the accident happened 3 o'clock, was midnight. And then I should have been a quadriplegic, but I'm not, right? So here I am today.
Now, you'd think that would lead to perhaps being a motivational speaker about not giving up, but how did this lead to personality types?
I didn't plan on that. After I was well enough to do some things, took 4 years to be able to work full time, right?
So I imagine major accident.
But then we're going to a church camp for the weekend, and I was given the task of speaking about personality gifts. I thought, I know nothing about that. So I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And then I had other people saying, you've got to do it, you've got to do it. It's like, why? Why are you picking on me? But so I did it, and from there I got the passion for it. And everywhere I went, I have a company that we import goods, so I'm traveling the world. I go into a bookstore in anywhere part of the world, and I'd be led to a book I had to pick up, which was to teach me something extra. It was just amazing.
That absolutely is. Now, the thing with Christians, though, the idea of thinking about personality types is sometimes criticized by people who I guess are well-meaning, though. I suppose it's just an individualistic side issue, I guess, to the real things in life. A bit too self-centered, perhaps, too much navel-gazing. What would you say to that?
Well, it's in the Bible, personalities. You know, God talked about, in Romans 12, talks about the 7 different types of gifts. They are personalities. They are who you are. If you are the encourager, you are the encourager. So what do encouragers do? Right? It's in the Bible. Yeah. And even in 2 Peter 1, it says that we can participate in the divine nature and escape from this corruption that's in the world caused by our own selfishness. You know, the Bible talks about it everywhere, just that people haven't discovered it.
Now, in particular, you base a lot of what's in your book on Romans chapter 12.
That's right.
Talk about that for us.
Well, Romans chapter 12 says, look, that we can discover who we are, and if we are one of these personality types, we're supposed to do something about it. It's our God-given gift. Mm. I mean, it's like the parable of the talents. You know, you've got a talent, and what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to use it. And what the names are very interesting too, Aaron, because they talk about encourager, right, is one. That's not to encourage yourself. That's to encourage others. You see, that the world and all the world systems are talking about my, you know, what can I get out of it? You know, the Bible's given you the name. You know, you are the encourager. So that means you're supposed to be out encouraging others. Or you are the carer. You're supposed to be caring for others. And it's not yourself. And in the world, in the world systems, they really can't set us free. They can only sort of label us.
Mm.
But they can't set us free because they label us in our own selfishness, not in who we're supposed to be.
Because, of course, there are so many different models of personality types and so forth. What is in the Bible here in Romans and you've written about in your book, is this just specifically for people of faith, or can we apply this model to everybody?
Well, you know, if God created us and he created us in these personality types, it's really going back to the creator and finding out who we are. Now, everybody in the world is made this way. This is in our DNA. You know, if you are the encourager, Aaron, you are the encourager for life. And if you're a Christian or not a Christian, you are still the encourager. It's just how high a fulfilled life are you leading. If you can find out who you are and how to lead that life, you're going to soar.
Apart from all those other systems, yours is a little different in the sense that it uses the image of a clock.
Yes.
Explain that for us.
I used to give talks and talking to groups of people, and they couldn't actually catch on to exactly where I was as I going to, you know, what motivates you or whatever, what's your strengths or whatever. And so came up this concept of a clock, and we actually say for as an encourager might be 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. There's an achieving encourager and a social encourager. So if I label you as an hour, you actually can relate then more certainly around the clock, as you know, in when we go into different types of motivations or whatever.
Mm.
But also, it doesn't put a word on it. You know, like if I say you're a prophet, you know, that has a connotation. But if I say you're 10 o'clock, it doesn't, right?
Yes.
So it's something that with no meaning.
I want you to run through for us those four main areas of the clock.
Okay. We look at the mind, the will, and the emotions. That's our soul. That's who we are, we're made up of. And there's some people come from one of those areas, like, say, will, first. And so that dominates them if you're a will person. In terms of, let's go from, say, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, the first one, that's the soul people. They're more rounded people in a way, which sounds good in one way, but also they get very confused in others because they have a very much equal distribution, you might say, of mind, will, and emotions. But they're the encouraging type people, right? The 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock people, these are your heart people, right? These are the carers and the people who care for people, right? And so they come from the heart, the emotions. Then we have the thinking people from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. These are we call them servers, but they're in their mind. They come from their mind, and often they come from the details. They want to know the little picture, not the big picture, right? So make good accountants, good bookkeepers, good computer programmers and that sort of thing.
Mm.
Then we have the will people. These are the strong people, right? They're the ones that can, the leaders and who can go through brick walls. Nothing stops them, right? They're very driven type people.
9 different personality types. Over the next 9 weeks, we'll go through them all. So we're going to just focus on one tonight, and that is the achiever. It's someone who loves to get things done, I guess is the obvious definition to that. Explain the traits of an achiever from your model.
Right. It's an encouraging achiever, and what they're really good at is setting goals. They're doers. They actually get things done. They're very focused type people. So what they do, they always talk about goals. You can always listen. If you listen to the words of people, you can find out sometimes where they are. An achiever is very, very much focused, and they get their passion with actually achieving something. That's how they get their kicks. But they're not an isolated type person. A mature one is the best leader, team leader. They're called team leaders because they actually come from emotions first. So they actually can connect with people very well, but they have an ability to turn on and off that emotion because their will and their thinking actually comes into place. They can turn off the emotions and focus 100%. So they can kick the goals. You know, they can if you want somebody to do something, to lead a team, these people should be the best at it.
Now, they don't just get things done themselves. They tend to inspire an achievement, I guess, in other people too. Is that a general description of an achiever?
Yes, it is. They achieve for themselves, but also lead a team. So they're very motivational. If you're looking really at motivational speakers, these are the motivational speakers.
All right. Okay. What are some of the weaknesses, though? I'm sure there's a ton that would be attached to this style.
There is. And the weaknesses are basically immaturity. And the weaknesses are that they can get very angry, right? If they don't get their own way, because they're achieving the goal tomorrow. Like they set deadlines. By tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we'll have this done. Anything gets in the way, they can get very angry and yell at people. They also can... They can do the detail, but they're not really interested in detail. They want the big picture. We're going to do this. But they actually don't actually tick all the boxes. So it can happen, but maybe it doesn't happen the way it's supposed to. So they become a little bit scattered in that way. And then they're quick to move on to the next thing because they want to be success. They don't want failure in their life. They're achievers. They have to actually achieve. Mm. So success is everything for them. Failure, they avoid, and they will run from it. If something's failing, they will jump out of that quick as possible.
All right. Well, how can an achiever avoid some of those pitfalls and strike a good balance?
By actually focusing on not only the goal, but also people, being actually having a care for others, you might say, so they become loyal and faithful to the team that they're leading. Don't leave them. Mm. Don't jump ship if things go wrong, but stick with the team, stick with people. And once they are that way, they inspire everybody. They will have a team like no other team out. You know, that they if they stick with them, loyal, faithful, and lead that team through the bad times as well as the good, they're the ones inspire. They're inspirational.
Mm-hmm. So the best achievers are the ones that stick by the team, that stick at it.
That's right. Yes, don't run away from it.
Thank you so much, Keith Henry, author of My Personality GPS. Speak to you next week.
Thanks, Aaron.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.